This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carl, let's get set for this Diamondbacks series. But first, just asking about Jesse Winker hitting the IL today. What's the severity of the strained oblique?
Yeah, we didn't get good news there. We're looking at a grade 2 plus injury. Looking at an oblique strain, and they're telling us this is an injury that's probably 6 to 8 weeks.
So Brett Beatty is here, and I know that now Jeff McNeil is here too, lefty bat that plays second. So what do you envision the role for Brett being now that he's back in almost different circumstances than before?
Yeah, it gives us another guy that provides versatility, a left-handed bat, and you know, we having guys like him that can play second, can play third. Jeff can play in the outfield, play second base. You know, it allows me to rotate that DH spot a little more now, giving Marte some days off. I could see a scenario where Brett can play third and Vientos could DH. So there's a lot of different ways I could go here, but definitely a big blow. But, you know, another opportunity for someone else. In this case, is Brett Beatty.
You've said the word depth a lot in the last few days. Are you tired of saying depth and injuries here?
I feel like every team, man. You know, like we know that's part of is part of the game. You're gonna face adversity. Guys are gonna go down, and people will get opportunities. And here we are. You know, people will continue to get their chances, and they'll step up.
So seeing Arizona again, you just saw them back in New York right before this trip. I know it's early, but you only have two series against these guys. You may have a tiebreaker scenario at the end of the year. So how big are these games after they took two out of three?
Yeah, this is important series, just like every one of them. But we saw last year, you know, when we got to the end and we were tied, and because we won that series, we were able to advance to the playoff. We know this is a good team that is going to be right there on the fight towards the end. And we got to go out there today and win a baseball game, and our goal is to win this series.
Do you manage any differently? Will you push guys like maybe Edwin Diaz a little further just because it could be a big series come September?
Yeah, look, that's the balance, you know. But if they are available, you know, we'll, you know, especially with the off day coming up, if they're feeling good, that is a different situation, you know, like because of the off day. But, yeah, if guys are available, every game's important when you're playing a team like this. And the series is so important, you have to take that into consideration.
So again, so just saw them a couple of days ago, but they did not have Ketel Marte, who is back. How much does he maybe make that lineup look even more dynamic and longer than it was just days ago?
Yeah, he's a good team. You know, can lie. You know, you look at that lineup, and he's a legit bat from both sides. You know, righty or lefty. You know, they got balance. They got a lot of guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark and put the ball in play. They got so much speed. They're good, man. They're good. And you know, we didn't see Marte the last series, but now he's active, and you know, we gotta do our homework here.
As you get on the plane last night after two games in St. Louis, you lose them, but you hit all these balls at 100 plus. I mean, what do you do with that, with those two results yesterday, thinking that offensively with just guys getting exactly what they want but not the results?
Yeah, it's frustrating, you know. It's baseball, you know. Sometimes it's going to go your way, and We seen it, you know, early on where he felt like every ball was bouncing our way. And then yesterday is a perfect scenario where, like, we did everything that we could possibly done, controlling the strike zone and hitting the ball hard, and we didn't see results. It sucks because, obviously, we came out empty. But you got to turn the page and get ready for an important series today.
All right, Coles. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.